This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, April 9th, 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. My guest cancelled, right? I expected to speak to a Afro-Bahamian organization, a Bahamian who now lives in Ghana. And he's going to be given details about his sojourn from New Providence to living in Ghana full time, and then explaining how business and opportunities are available for Bahamians who want to invest in Ghana, who want to do business through Ghana. But he didn't show up. He didn't show up because he got confused with the dates. So I rearranged with him that he can come tomorrow. Luckily, I have tomorrow open, that he can come still. So I'm hoping that could be an informative conversation that a number of Bahamians who would be listening could perhaps see opportunity for us to invest, ideas on how we can visit Ghana, ideas on how we can capitalize on various opportunities. But I gotta wait. I gotta wait because that is not happening today. But it is what it is. And like us talk show hosts, when things go awry, you gotta push forward. But the problem is, I did not prepare anything else for today. No, I did not. Because I was determined to talk about Africa, and I was determined to talk about Bahamian being empowered and how we can make me hear anything for today. So what I got to do? It got to be an open line. That means you can help me because I absolutely have nothing. Nothing. And really, I was preparing for to highlight one or two of the PLP's platform. What do you call that? It's not manifesto. Manifesto is an African word. It's progress, something to change. I forget things, as you know. I words and things like that. But I was preparing to entertain that. But I was planning for that maybe on Friday, maybe on Monday, so I have time to listen to the program, because I didn't listen to it. I listened to... I saw Mr. Bastian had a platform where he spoke, parts of the Prime Minister. I attempted to listen to the Minister of Health. I got frustrated. I attempted to listen to the Minister of National Security. I got a little frustrated. But I want to give them justice, do justice. So I want to listen properly and take out merits. There's most a lot of promises. The printed version of it, I don't think. But I got a link. Someone sent me a link. I mean, I have connections. My WhatsApp group, my WhatsApp in general, people tend to send me things. I ask, and then they say, see a copy right here. But I did not have time to go through it, right? I did not read it. I just acknowledged, yes, thank you for sending it to me, and hopefully I get to read it later. But if you listened, and if you want to highlight one or two points, and if you want me to respond to the highlighting of one or two points, I could do that. But there's all kind of things inside the news. One thing I smiled at, and if you could remember, I had a show recently about the children's home, adoption, and lobbying for those people who adopt children to get extra support. I see the government, but this administration, or it's not the government, they're the PLP party now, who are lobbying to be the government. And correct me when I do that for the next couple of days, because there are no MPs anymore, right? House being dissolved. So I see the Progressive Liberal Party is proposing that for those people who are adopting children, they can get some kind of paternity type leave. The women could stay home and take care of their children in terms of getting a newborn child, or not say newborn child, the adopted child. That's a big thing. Because you know, I brought it up recently. I was vexed. I said, I didn't know they get so much limited support. So I was pleased to see that, and I'm going to read more into that. And I see even men, husbands, I guess, is it husbands? Or be people who just have children, men who have children. Anyway, they are able to get some kind of paternity, and maternity is women, paternity is men, leave to help support the mother of their child. you know, to help. I didn't get to read, see, that's leave with pay or just leave, right? Whether you have to present some type of proof that the child is actually yours, right? That's some kind of DNA. Say, well, see, that's my real child. Therefore, I can apply for some time off. Right? I did not get the details. I just said I was just pleased to know that that is at the fore. And so I'm celebrating that. I remember hearing something about low-cost homes, right? And the proliferation of that and increasing that and working-class people that they can afford. I didn't listen to it in detail to be able to express an opinion, to even give detail here, to say, well, this is what's going to be happening. So for the next couple of days, I'll listen and take notes and then bring it up to you and say, hey, this is what they're saying. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Is it plausible? I did take note of this subject where they said, and I'm not going to paraphrase it because, again, I didn't listen, right? When it said, out of the 300-plus promises, pledges in the PLP's plan, 300-plus, that 67, 68 things they have not accomplished or have not started as yet. But 300-plus out of the 300-and-odd, they have accomplished, right? That's something to be commended. Now, they said, when they said accomplished, they said accomplished, which means done, and also started in whatever varying degrees. And, you know, started can be anything. You know what started could be? They could go and shovel dirt and say, well, that's a groundbreaking, therefore we started it. And it would be interesting to find out the comparison on what all are the things they're listing of they have started, right? So we can say, well, these are the 25 or these are the 100 things that they have started and where they stand in terms of completion. When they say started, is that started in the last 3, 4, 5 months, right? Groundbreaking, or started in the last 3, 4, 5 years and they are in the final stages of completing it, or is starting means that they signed a contract but haven't done anything as yet. And in terms of completion doesn't mean that it's open and operating. Is it working? People are using it, or is it that they finished financing it? And these are things, when I finally read the information, and if they give this information out, because this is like overall overview of this plan, right? It doesn't go in detail. And I need to know if it has been printed. Anyone have a physical copy of this plan that I could screenshot pieces and put on my social media page so I can start some debate and questioning things, you know, so we can have the ordinary people comment. Anyone? I just don't know. But like I said, open line today. Open line today. Talk about anything. Anything you want to talk about, I'll be happy to entertain you. Right, always without any reason, you know. And hopefully I'm able to have a reasonable response to you and say, well, I think this is why. I think this is why, or this is the reason why. Call, I see you trying to call in. Call back now, and I'll be happy to engage you. This texter, let me see if I can get it. Refused to open. The phone froze. Okay, there you go. Okay. Cecil, seriously, you know they just add that after they hear your show, the Greenery household votes for them. At least this person knows how much votes I have in my household, so this person knows me well. But it says sometimes I lobby a lot. No, I complain. And people who follow me on social media realize the type of influence I may have, that there are a number of politicians who tend to follow me. There are a number of persons who can make things happen who tend to follow my social media page. So that's why I complain. I complain, I lobby, and I highlight, and I try to stay in the middle as much as I can, because, you know, we all have our biases. And but I complain, and hopefully every so often one or two people might know, right? I have some phone numbers in my phone too. I like my phone. Where I is call and text and complain to certain people, and then they say they look into it, and then things get done. And that's why I think that we all need to be engaging people. And I don't like no phone numbers where there's people that's changed either. So if you give me your phone number during the campaign term and you think you can change it, you go back to your office and ask for the next phone number, you tell them, I come in. Let's go to the callers. Garden Radio AM, you're live. We're talking about anything you're talking about, because my guest canceled and now it's your show. Go ahead, caller. Right? Yeah, morning. You're kind of a little muffled. So speak morning, closer. Go, yeah, you're live. Go ahead.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Right. You must see, I mean, I'm going to see the God moment just now, even though I don't go to church, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you buy it. Because I ain't telling you no lie, right? I was in my mind, like I should ask him a question if he consider himself being biased. And when you came right out and you saying, some people say you biased. But honestly, you consider yourself being biased?
I can safely say,
being honest,
I'm answering you. You asked me a question.
Everyone listening.
I can answer you. I can safely say nobody knows how I vote.
No, I say how you vote. I never said.
See,
how you vote.
I'm indicating that why extent of how I'm not biased, because nobody can say how I vote because in my nature, if I say something today, you bet tomorrow I change it tomorrow. It
no, depends. But that's your vote. Your vote is private.
Yeah, I might.
You know, but on the microphone, you're public.
You ain't listening again. You're not listening.
I'm listening to you.
I'm saying today I may say something like I'm for it, and tomorrow for the conversation, I'm against it. It's because it's all about the conversation. It's not.
Oh,
it's
so
not about
wishy-washy then.
No, it's not wishy-washy. I try to have a conversation.
Hold on, man. You must be stable. You can't be. I mean, like, hold on, man. You said who holds principle.
I hold principle.
Yeah, but according to principle, man, you gotta be on something. You can't be wishy-washy.
Yeah. Okay. I see you trying to beat me. What I could do now, I can withdraw because I told you to have a sensible conversation. And
we're having a sensible conversation.
You trying to bait me to have whatever you try agenda you're trying to promote. What I shall do is I can withdraw. No, I can hang up on you. I should withdraw responding. Because you trying to bait me and I trying to say, no, I'm not that.
No, I'm not trying to bait you.
I can let you talk. I can let you talk and then I can be quiet. Go ahead.
No, but you being quiet, man, what I'm saying is true. But I'll move on, right? Your guest, he didn't show up today, but tomorrow when he come in, you said his name went to Ghana, right?
He lives in Ghana now.
He lives in Ghana, right? He wants more Bahamians to come to Ghana, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the part.
You said he wants, looking for Bahamians to come to Ghana to be...
He does import-export in Ghana at this present time, and there's a large contingent
of lucrative over there.
Yes, a large contingent of Bahamians who have now matriculated to Ghana.
Okay,
and they have started.
Missionary.
Go ahead.
You know, I mean, we need more Bahamians home. You know, You want to try to get Bahamians out? I mean, like you never thought about, like I mean, like you know, I can say because you hang up on me. Why you think about me when I start to talk reality?
You snore like quiet now. I'm letting you speak.
Yeah, but you got your finger on that button, man. That's all you're dangerous. You're a dangerous man.
I hope you know it, but fingers close. I'm just letting you know by letting you speak.
Yeah, but you're being petty.
I'm a petty nigga.
You're petty, but anyhow, we come tomorrow. You know, you have a lot of people here who they are questionable, right? Why didn't you get your own courage to get some people to go over there? Because, I mean, Ghana's a big place and millions to go over there, you know. A million can't fit in the Bahamas, but half a million down here. And you blind, you can say you're none here. You're from Nuri, right?
I am
you
a Nuri.
You're Eugene Nuri?
Eugene Nuri is my cousin.
Man, hold on, he's the Bahamas to bring all that shit in.
Really? I didn't know.
Under the PLP. Yes, sir. I tell you, dead friend, Mr. Dago. Mm-hmm. Even that is best friend, Mr. Living Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Go ahead.
I mean, people who don't have children, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's one other people come here and think, about we don't make enough babies.
Mm-hmm.
How ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You, hey, Mr. Marie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You think a baby could ever be produced out of feces?
I do not know. I'm not a scientist. They finally cut you away because you was making no sense. But let's go to the next caller. Go ahead, caller. Thank you. Go ahead, Kirby. Thank you. Guided Radio AM, you live? Caller, you live? Okay. You hang up that line and let me read this text here. I was patient like Job. I don't know how Job dealt with it back then. Surely God had his hand over him that Job was that blessed. So good day, NCA. I was unimpressed by the government's party entitlement presentation after doing nothing for the past 4+ years. They have pooped on us for all of this time and expect to get our attention after taking advantage of us with mistruths. See them on my airtime with a bunch of dizzy, bullying people justifying wrongdoing. Let's retire them. Please, I request that you play tired of this miserable life. So this is what I'd say, Texo. What points of the PLP's messaging that you disagree with? You said, text that to me. Say, Nuri, this part didn't make no sense, and they said this. Or say, Nuri, this part made a lot of sense, and they said that. Or, Nuri, history has proven that what they promise you, it ain't gonna happen. But the broad statement that you gave just now, you can't just say it and expect people to. We have an election. You got to be able to be putting your argument forward that those who are in the middle and who haven't made their decision on who they can vote for can say, I understand. You are right. But just saying that ain't convincing nobody. That's a waste of 5 cents text there. You could keep that 5 cents, man. Anyway, let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you're live, caller. Call you live. Let's free that line, Kermit, and go to the next line. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Hey, Nuri, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm okay. Oh, that last caller was killing me, man.
Job, man. I said, go ahead. Go ahead, man. You say your folly, and I shall listen for a bit. And then Kermit get tired. I said, Lord, it wasn't me.
Yeah, man. Well, anyhow, and also the last caller that said that he said they did nothing in 4 years. Well, listen, I went to these behavior, people talk like this in other countries when it's election time. Oh, they did nothing. They did absolutely nothing. You know, and I'm glad that you just brought on the last point about, okay, bro, you say that they said they did nothing. All right. I think that's a pretty broad statement to say, you know, but it's amazing. Like, I see why it is called this season the silly season. People lose rational thinking and objectivity and just looking at everything around them. But however, what my real call was about was, I thought the presentation last night, I mean, in my opinion, was informative. It was put together pretty decent. But the main thing that really impressed me above all and everything was the initiation of the platform where Bahamians, I didn't say PLP, FNM, COI, where Bahamians can go and objectively look at what they say they did or they didn't do or is in the process. And I would encourage any sensible thinking Bahamian. It has nothing. And if you are even opposition, go there and bring your shots and take a look at it, because a lot of the things figurative. If they either just purposely want to be blind, or they just ignorant, or they just don't know that even information. And I hear a lot of callers calling in, and they're saying a lot of things, and some of them haven't even didn't. Some have not even gone on.
Caller, you're breaking up. But I understand what you're saying. If you could call back, you could call back on the clearer line. But that's what I'm thinking. There's nothing wrong with being an opposition and complaining. I tend to complain a lot. And the reason why I complain, because a lot of people to be listening to me, right? But I believe you're supposed to get your ammunition. You take up your sword, you take up your shield, and say, this is my party. I'm going to defend my party with all of my might, right? So if you disagree with the Progressive Liberal Party, you write down all the notes and points and whatever it is you got ready to say. When the talk show come on tomorrow, these are the 4 to 5 things I'm going to bring up, which does not make no sense. So when I speak on the radio, they say, this man is speaking from some truth or from some insight, right? You just can't come and say, don't make no sense, right? And if they're talking with sense, I'm assuming that if you're a cheerleader, you come back, you come and call and say, hey, these are the 5 points I thought was brilliant. And they deserve a second term for that. But you come with some kind of evidence. And if you're going to have debate and challenge people, even on social media, at least you listen to the program, right? So when you talk about both things, you can say, yes, I did listen to it. I made a point on my social media page, right? That I thought it entertaining that the housing aspect of the PL was done by Mr. Bastian, right? I thought it should have been done by the Minister of Housing. So I thought, hey, what does that mean? What is that you telling the Bahamian people when you have a newbie, right? A junior, right? A person who's not a part of the history of what the government has done, give the presentation. So there needs to be an explanation, and whatever the explanation. Now they're speaking on what's to be. So I can understand that he's there to say, well, in the future, he plans to lead this. I made a point that it seems to me that Mr. Bastian would lead the housing project moving forward. And of course, a number of sycophants came and said, no, that's not what's being said. So I asked, what is being said? They did not listen to the program. I say, man, I can't listen to you no more. You're not paying attention, man. I analytical in general. That's what I do. I look at things and say, something is awry here or something is entertaining here. Did you see it also? And then make comments on that. But if you ain't watching the program, don't interrupt people who read. Train of thought. Because you clearly don't read. Let's go to UAM. This is C.A. Neri. What you saying, man? What do you want to talk about? It's the open line today. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm CA.
Hey.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, I still trying to maintain my composure from that previous caller, not the last one, you know, the other one. But I found it hilarious. But then you look at, who knows, the boss may just end up being the shadow minister of housing. You never know.
Let's pause. What do you mean by shadow minister of housing? Shadow minister of housing don't get paid.
If the PLP were to get his second term, it appears that he was going to be the new Minister of Housing.
But he can't be a Minister of Housing because he's involved in gambling. He has ownership in gambling. He can't be a minister.
I don't know how they does it on CA. But, you know, you have all kind of persons who had businesses and they were able to be appointed to ministers. You know, I don't know how they do it. Probably gymnastics, but I don't know. But I know that he spoke on it. And he spoke on it very authoritatively.
Yes.
You know, building any home, building any low-cost home, any rent-to-own home, I endorse, you know, because... But what I find ironic is that we saw what happened to Dr. Minnit when he called an early election. We saw what happened to him when he didn't complete what he started, but yet he wanted a second term. He came in under the disguise that, look, I'm for the poor. I was a shoe shine boy, et cetera, et cetera. But miraculously, after he would have been elected, what he wanted to do, because nobody could stop him, he was the ultimate leader, so he could do whatever he wanted to do. He came back and he told us he's going to take care of us, the poor people, in a second term in office.
Mm.
Look at what happened last night. All of those things outside of one that I can point off. You know, when they talk about paternity leave and stuff like that for men and women, that's the only new thing I would have noted. Everything else, CA, could have been done in this term. Everything.
But, Clever, they did the majority of stuff. They said they did 300-plus things.
325, they said.
Oh, okay.
And 325.
Only
but
96 things.
Legacy, for example. What did they do in immigration? Now, according to the Prime Minister, we don't have no immigration crisis.
Mm.
So is it safe to say that they did nothing?
We have the new e-passport. I'm not sure if it was them who implemented that, but the security on the passport is par none. Now they have, they did more deportations for the history of the Bahamas for the last...
Which nobody believes.
I just would say what they're saying. You might not believe it, but that's what that's what the announcement they say.
Now, when you have... up to 6 flights coming in a week.
They're tourists.
From tourists from Haiti.
Yeah, they're tourists.
They're all tourists.
Yes.
We all know.
Don't say we all know, because I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean we all know? We should know that 80% of patients who enter various countries, They don't live.
No, I don't know. I don't know that. I do not know that.
I can provide that for you. That's
then call me back with the statistics. I can't tell.
Okay, then let's move on from that one then.
Okay.
Let's move on from that one then. How many of those persons were regularized?
I do not know. To follow the format, you have to be here in the country for a certain amount of years.
Were any of those persons given work permits?
I do not know. Even the work permits are done by the company. It isn't done by the individual.
See, all of these are things that we need to know. When you're talking creating stiff penalties and enforcing our immigration laws, borders, control, and all these other things, that could have been done as we speak. Why do I have to elect you to do the things that you could do now? It makes sense?
I hear you, Clever. And I appreciate your call. Let me read these texts. If you hear any more anything that you want to respond to, call back and I'll be happy to entertain you. I have a number of callers on the line also. But okay, let me hang up that. Okay, this says the new and torn needs a reality check. Nobody minus him walks around using caveats and listing assumptions when they're in casual conversation. Everybody except him knows when behemoths speak, they speak casually. And if he and Brave Davis realized it, they'd make sure that behemoths could say everything around the boil. The potholes fixed, the food prices down, the taxes lowered, things good. Well, we know we have some challenges, Dexter. Definitely have some challenges. This text said, Mr. Nuri, the only question any behemoth needs to ask themselves is whether or not their lives are better off today than it was 4 years ago. That should be the deciding factor for who to vote for. The main job of any government is to improve lives of its citizens. And I asked that question. Are you living better than how you was living 4 years ago? Are things better? Did we make any movement? Tourism booming. We're definitely making some movement in tourism. This text says, hey, CA, why these people call each Guardian talk show every day saying the same thing? They don't work. That's why they don't work. And this is the hobby. And I make space for them because some people be bored at home. And I have to make space for them so they can feel important. Nuri, that crap the PM was running on with is garbage. Freeport is not where it should be, and trying to buy the Freeport Power Company is crap. If IRCA is there, you don't need to buy the power company. IRCA regulates. That's an interesting point. You don't need to buy the power company if IRCA is there to regulate the power company. But then ago, we had to go through all that, arbitration to make sure that IRCA is able to manage the power company. But that's interesting. Let's go to the callers and I'll finish reading the text. Guardian Radio, AM, you're live.
Hey, see, I just had to call back just one quick thing.
Yeah, man.
Let me just share this with you. You said something. I'm wondering if people are actually hearing what you said. How could you debate about something that you didn't hear, you didn't go through your homework or your research, and then come back with concrete evidence and information? And, the last caller that you had, he consistently talks about this Haitian flying into Nassau. I think that we as Bahamians, we don't realize that Port-au-Prince is not the only part of Haiti, And we don't understand that there are a lot of wealthy Haitians. And these people come to the Bahamas. And he thinks, because of his myopic view, that he thinks that everybody that comes on the plane from Haiti has some agenda. And this is one of the things, and like I said, if he had only took the time to listen to what, especially what the Minister of National Security stated in connection with immigration, putting a system in place where now if you are overstay 2 days a day, there's going to trigger off a system that they're implementing. He also stated that if you are here from day one after you are here, you're late, there's going to be fees and fines. There's going to be times that you're going to serve. All these things that I am trying to understand, that these people do not take the time to go and research. Nobody have a problem with you with your opinion, Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But when you talk, you got to come with facts. And that's all this is about. And the website, I would encourage again, any right-thinking person, not just political or political, go and do research. If they're wrong or what they say, say, yeah, that one wrong. That ain't happened. Do that. But to come and say things that everybody knows, it's like you're wasting the...
From your voice to their ears. That's simple. This election will be won and lost on facts and conscientious consideration. And this general scaremongering tactics ain't going to work. If you want the PLP to be removed, you got to put in the work, right? You got to put in the work. This laziness that is happening here and just complaining, you ain't going to get the PLP to move. They can be there for another 5 years and you can grumble even more. You can grumble even more because you're lazy. You ain't prepared to do the work and do the research. I just say, I just sit back and watch and do commentary and I provide the space within the platform for you all and see where it goes. You can't get mad at me for doing that. And you can't call me biased for doing that. I let y'all talk, especially on days like this. And so, yeah, sure, talk about what you want to talk about. But talk sense, man. Talk sense. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing? We talking about what you want to talk about.
You've been saying the same thing over and over, and ain't nothing changing, you know.
Mm.
For 25 years, Mr. Pinlin had ZNS in his hands. Hubert Ingram came, excuse me, in 1992 and opened up the airwaves. Everybody got their own talk show. Every station got their own doggone platform. People been calling in your show, Guardian, Steve McKinney, ZNS, all over the place. And then we was warned by Mr. Loftus Roker from way back then, in 1994, when he first came on talk show answering questions to the Bahamian people. He said he warned Pinlin and everybody about this illegal immigration thing. Okay? Back then, he was sending people back if they was illegal here. That stopped. Then the next thing we hear, the man jump up on the radio says, more us here than y'all. Say that live in the front of the Bahamian people. And I've been saying this for years, Mr. Nuri. There's 12 million people in Haiti, right to the south of us. Things are not good in Haiti.
You still there? You going? Okay, let's read this text. Says, hi, Mr. Nuri. Question. If the FNM wins this general election and Mr. Pintad loses his seat, who will then lead the party? And let me explain that to you, because something kind of happened similar to that regarding Tommy Turnquest when Tommy Turnquest lost his seat. I think that was 2001. Correct me if the right date. He was still the leader of the FNM, but he wasn't the leader of the opposition in the House. The leader of the opposition house, I think, was Alvin Smith, correct me if I'm wrong. Alvin Smith became the leader of the... Alvin Smith? Became the leader of the opposition house. So go back to your question. If Mr. Pinter loses his seat and the FNM wins the government, the party, the caucus within the House of Assembly, right, will vote amongst themselves. I guess with the help of the party itself. Right, amongst itself, and who will be the leader of the party in the House. And that person will become the prime minister or first leader of the government in business or government in the House, and then if the leader per prime minister. I hope I explained that adequately enough for that. Let's see if any more texts here. These people should do research and have facts. Bahamians only casually talk for real. But the man saying good, much rich Haitians come here, he is another one playing blind. Just what you said they would say, a nonsense. We need to do some more research. This election, I think, anecdotally, we'll find out how many Bahamians of Haitian descent, not Haitian Bahamians now. See, I need to explain that. Because Haitian Bahamians, you can't differentiate if they're Haitian or not unless you hear a certain name and say, okay, whatever it is. But we have a large population of Haitian nationals of who are have Bahamian citizenship. I'm trying to do that my best way to explain that. They are have Bahamian citizenship, so they're Bahamians now, but they're not Haitian Bahamians, which means that they weren't born here. They got naturalized. So this election, I think that we will see their numbers of persons who have been naturalized over the years, who by all pretense are Haitian and who have become Bahamian, be able to see their numbers come this election. And if you see someone who speaks with a strong Creole accent or can't speak English, but they are voting, and I'm not saying they're not Bahamian citizens now. I think they are Bahamian citizens and got a legitimate way. But anecdotally, we will be able to say, boy, when I was on the line, it's about 12 of them. Right? Because what we do now, we navigate in the New Bahamas. We navigate in the New Bahamas where Bahamians will now have to share this Bahamas with the best and brightest of the world. I ain't talking about just the Haitians. The best and brightest of the world, meaning that there'll be every nationality. You go to the Mall of Marathon now, on any weekday, you see every nationality walking through the mall on a casual day around about 3 o'clock. We have a lot of plenty nationalities here who we are now have to share the Bahamas. And I reminded with Celinda, say, if you aren't prepared to fight for this, the new Bahamians can take it. And you see, and when I say new Bahamians, they're still Bahamians. So you ain't no running nobody out of here. You ain't no running, they're here for life. So you would need to now negotiate and create laws that you say, hey, if I need some help, some affirmative action to make sure my kind, my people, them survive, then you start lobbying the government, say, yes, make sure scholarships for only this set of people. Make sure the laws are here for only this set of people moving forward that I'm able to compete and survive. But these people are here for good. Just stop with running people out. That finished with. This is New Bahamas. And a welcoming country that are welcoming the best and brightest from around the world to be here to help us make the Bahamas. So I see people afraid. I see people are afraid. But if you want to push forward, that's what you got to do. This text, our phone line's going wacky, by the way. So if you're trying to call us, the phone ain't working. I'm looking at it, and everything blinking yellow and red right now. It's not working. So you have a better chance of texting us at 422-4796. That's 422-4796, because you can't call me at this present time. The phone's gone. I must have to plug out something and have it reboot. But text me in the meantime, because I won't be able to accept your call. And if that happens, we only have about 15 more minutes anyway. If that happens in the short term, I'll let you know when you're able to call, okay? It says, CA, we are all Bahamians. PLP supporters think we can't see and don't live here. Hey, come on, man. Deal with your... Make the Bahamas better. And it'll take all of us to make this Bahamas better. And I'm hoping that Bahamians continue to work. This last text before we go into break, it says, Nuri, this is something good to be a citizen. A question about citizenship. If you want to become a Bahamian coming from Haiti, if you said yes, you would renounce your citizenship. Another question is, if Bahamas have to go to war with Haiti, would you go? What would you think he would do? I can answer that for you. Let's take a break for you, and I'll try to answer that on the next side. Who would you fight for? To all the Bahamians who joined the U.S. Army, and Jamaicans who joined the U.S. Army, and the Puerto Ricans who joined the U.S. Army, and the Japanese who joined the U.S. Army, who they fight for? I guess that answers your radio. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We shall be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy on his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300 in the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Gold, silver, bronze, and Little Caesars, everyone wins. Introducing the new Hot and Ready 3-in-1 Pizza, 3 flavors in one, pepperoni, cheese, and Italian sausage and ham. And the winning price, just $11, VAT included. Whether you're celebrating on the track, in the stands, or on the couch, the 3-in-1 available now at Oaksfield, Carmichael Road, Pineapple Plaza, Charles Saunders Highway, and Prince Charles. Little Caesars, with the 3-in-1, everyone wins.
Pizza, pizza.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Let's choose progress. Paid for by the PLP.
I always want to know what you think about progress, the PLP's theme of we vote for progress versus the FNM theme of we are working for you. Both gives a message, and I want to know what message does it conjure up. Nobody actually did an analysis of that, right? What has a better theme moving forward, and what does the theme conjure up? I see the phone lines are finally working. I patched that caller through. Let me read this text here. See, I hope the caller got his acre and a mule, but the FNM PLPs have been. People remember mouth can say anything, and promises are comfort for a fool. Watch what they did, not what they say. Next text says, let me ruffle some feathers. Y'all say Lincoln talking about every Bahamian getting an acre and a lot of land and $100,000, but yet Haitians coming here yesterday getting an acre and contracts every day from 2021 and before. Go in the back of Bacardi Road. Okay. CA, I recently understand that the flights increased to and from Haiti due to the fact that no American airline goes down there since the incident of gangs shot at American carriers. And I don't know what happened in Haiti, actually. I do not know. This text says, hey, Nuri, Garden Radio is owned by Greeks, and they are the biggest employers of Haitians in the country. So we know why all Guardian talk show hosts try to dismiss the serious Haitian migration problem in the country. My observation and opinion. Okay. Greeks always prefer Haitians over Bahamian workers because and cannot speak up for themselves. Okay. This text says, CA, please tell the Haitian sympathizers to stop attempting to justify. The COI busy today. My gosh. CA, please tell the Haitian sympathizers to stop attempting to justify the Haitian issue. Everybody knows that he is talking nonsense. What system does the immigration department have in place to monitor these people? Haiti do not have a functioning government, so why is our national airline flying there in the first place? talking foolishness about tourists. He don't believe that himself. Let's see if any more text before I move on to the caller. Morning, CA. How Cat Island looking? Are they still waiting under the tent for the plane? I rest my case. Okay, let's go to the caller. That's a lot of text. Oh, there's one more here. It says, the country is just as bad and getting worse under successive governments. Any improvement in my life has been because of God. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Just reading all the COI texts. I'm doing well. I mean, I've seen the COI is busy this week. They text
me. Don't worry about that.
Go ahead.
What's the purpose of Bahamas here engaging in Mauritius? Isn't it for economical, financial wealth for our airline?
We need them to make as much money as they can.
But the thing about it, that gentleman, what's his name again? Cleaver Duncan. I have Alzheimer's. Because every day, every show, he talks about all the Haitian immigrants that the papers are coming in and not going back home. How could he even make this claim without substantiating the facts? Do we have the facts to prove what he's saying? Don't you think by now, if that was the case from several months ago, don't you think the immigration department, along with the government, would have changed its policies and flights going to Cape Haitian to bring Haitians here who are not returning? Let's be real, man. These people got to stop this foolishness. They're causing a hysteria in the country unnecessary. Not only because it's an election season, just because it's a government that they don't want and they want another government. But guess what? It doesn't change anything. Have a nice day, man.
I appreciate you, Carl. There is a hysteria going on, and they're fueling it like crazy. I'm not sure if it's enough to win an election or take away from the two major parties. I think that the FNM, if they want to win this election, need to come up with better strategies. I mean, how they managed to let the PLP out of the gate to have a rally first? When the FNM rally? I hear they're going to Grand Bahama soon. But they should have, they know the PLP has a well-oiled machine. They should have said, man, yeah, they already know that after Easter, the PLP start, they're supposed to be the first one to announce that they have a rally. But late again, to put out their manifesto. Well, that's an FNM word. Their plan, blueprint for change. How they let the PLP put their blueprint for change first? They supposed to put theirs first and be ready. Be ready from day, we prepare to govern from day one. Right? And see, they're losing the narrative, the story. Now I gotta wait to critique the FNM because I don't know when they can be ready, man. I just don't know when to critique them. So the only person I get to critique now is the PLP because it's the PLP producing. Therefore, they get the critique, right? But the FNM ain't produce nothing for me to critique. So it's a telling tale. Let's go to the phone lines again. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. It's open line today. We're talking what you're talking about today. All those lines there, Kermit, none of them can come true? No? Okay, let's go. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon, sir. How you doing?
I'm always good, man. Blessings to you.
Listen, I agree 100% with the previous caller. Mr. Duncan needs to stop this hysteria of calling these talk shows and trying to build an hysteria that the Haitians are here to take over. They're coming in flights. And we're so crazy. That young man, Mr. Duncan, is of Haitian descent.
What do you mean, Duncan, of Haitian descent?
Of Haitian descent, my friend. Look it up.
Hold on.
Duncan is a French.
Let's pause. Let me go back.
Hold on.
You ain't want pause so I can have engagement because I'm willing to entertain you. I know some white Duncombs. You saying the white Duncombs of Haitian descent? You go on, caller. I know white Duncombs. I know black Duncombs. I know Duncombs there from 1700. I want to know how you get the Duncombs them from Haitian descent, or you just saying anybody with strange names, you know? You need to come with proof, man. You got to come with proof, man. I'll have a better narrative. I want to have a whole show now with the Duncombs. I need to call my white Duncombe friends and ask them what part of Haiti y'all come from. Anyway, the show over. It's 12 o'clock. It has been a pleasure. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Hopefully my guest shows up tomorrow so we can talk about Africa, talk about Ghana, talk about opportunities for us to invest into making money. Right? By this time last year, I was ready ordering my Japanese car. I ain't seen the money fall yet. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
The nominations are in, and all eyes are on the Bahamas. The World Travel Awards has recognized the Bahamas in 13 categories, from leading destination of 2026 to beach, cruise, diving, culinary, and more. Let's show our country claim the top spot. Cast your vote now at bahamas.com/WTA. This message was brought to you by the Ministry of Tourism.
With Lysol, you can disinfect all surfaces inside and outside your home. When used as directed, Lysol eliminates 99.9% of bacteria, fungus, and viruses. Maintain a healthy home by preventing sickness and keeping infections under control. Don't just clean your surfaces, disinfect them. Lysol does more for you and your family. That's our mission for health. Distributed by Thompson Trading Company.
At CFAL, we understand that a secure future is the greatest gift you can give your employees. That's why our tailor-made group pension solutions are designed to fit the needs of both large and small companies. With CFAL, you can provide the retirement you and your employees deserve, ensuring peace of mind and financial stability for years to come. Join the many businesses that have already entrusted CFAL to create the right pension plan for their employees, and let us help you build a brighter future for your team. Visit us at CFAL.com to get started on building wealth so you can live well. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
CFAL is a proud sponsor of Team Bahamas for the 2026 CARIFTA Games.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.